and our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commissioner. Joining me live in studio is Commissioner Jerry Hansen. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Duke. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Appreciate your time as always. And I think we got to start, Commissioner, with a little shout out here to everyone at Lincoln County Emergency Management and Jay and Steven and the whole crew. They did a great job preparing for, I guess, what's happening now.
Well, that's exactly right. And we do want to thank them for their efforts. And there are a number of other people that are involved with that as they recruit to help. One of the things that we see is the volunteers throughout the county who are willing to go out, fill sandbags, move those sandbags, help place those sandbags. We really appreciate the volunteers. In fact, that's key to what we're accomplishing when it's needed in certain areas. If people need some help, there is a system to be able to mobilize those volunteers. Then you look at the Lincoln County Road and Bridge crew, you have the engineer, you have the IT department, drones that are able to, and photography to be able to take a look at where the flooding's happening, sheriff's office. It's quite a concentrated effort. But if people are needing access to resources or some advice or some help, have them be in touch with Jay Hokanson. And you can get the information if you want, if you have availability to the internet on the Lincoln County website. And it's LincolnCountyWY.gov. And so that's a good option. Yeah. Or if you call dispatch, you can get a hold of Jay. Jay can assist you where folks need that.
And multiple resources are available. Like you mentioned, the sandbags. Sounds like there's plenty of those, but and other help if needed, as necessary, right?
Certainly, sandbags are available and other resources as needed. In fact, we've been able to access some of the state resources so far. But boy, we just want to make sure that no one goes without something that they need to combat this flooding.
Absolutely. Anything else regarding flooding, Commissioner, that you wanted to mention today?
No, I think just the fact that they get a hold of somebody rather than not. And yeah, some people don't necessarily want any government help necessarily or help like that, but countywide, if you need some assistance, please be in touch. That's where I think would be one just add to the problem is if folks don't reach out.
Certainly. Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, one of the big hot topics recently of note has been in the Aetna community and that proposed asphalt power plant. And Commissioner Conley shared some updates on this with us last month. But it sounds like this is still in the discussion phase. Tell us where things are at on this proposal.
Well, and as I understand it, what we have is an existing gravel pit that has been there for decades. And the desire of the applicant to expand that gravel pit and then potentially also is applied to have a hot plant, asphalt plant, hot mix asphalt plant in that same locale as well as a cement plant. And so we have received a substantial amount of feedback from residents throughout the north end of the county. And I think what I can say regarding this is the applicant has tabled this until June 7th, and that is when it will be heard by the county commission.
Okay.
And we'll just see how that goes. We hear the people's voices at the same time we have private property land use issues to take into consideration. And June 7th, that is, if people want to be involved, they can be at the Lincoln County Courthouse in Kemmer and or at the EOC on 421 Jefferson Street where we have a remote location, and they can participate in that both to observe what's going on or to speak to the issue.
Okay.
And it depends on how many people want to address the issue. How long they would be able to speak. It would potentially be short so that we can get through the ones that really do want to. But we have received and have read a lot of emails and a lot of information and trying to take into account what folks want.
So Planning and Zoning has already made their recommendation, the Planning and Zoning Committee, on this?
Yes, staff has made a recommendation. The Planning and Zoning Commission has made a recommendation. And at the same time, the final decision rests with the Lincoln County Commissioners.
Okay. Do you anticipate a decision being made on June 7th, or is that just for discussion purposes?
Well, the process now is it's not out of the question that it could be tabled, but I believe it's time to have the decision made. It's been recommended as to how to proceed. The applicant has had their opportunity to have it tabled to be able to address anything that they may have desired to do, and then we'll take a look at that. But we always reserve the ability to table if additional information would then be needed by the county commission. But I anticipate that a decision will be made and that things would be moved on one way or the other.
Perfect. Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, another question I wanted to bring up, and it's something that has been discussed for a couple of years, is the relocation of the Strawberry Road in the Narrows area of Star Valley. And my understanding was that there was a plan to push that to the north to kind of help the curve, the bend right before Strawberry Road. Any updates on that? Is that still a project that's being planned to take place?
Oh, it is definitely a project that's in the works, and it will be happening here in the relatively near future. In fact, it's scheduled to be bid this fall of 2023 and to be constructed in 2024. So it has been a long time in the works. It was in process well before I was a county commissioner. Appreciate our engineering department and the close work that they do with YDOT Road and Bridge. I mean, this is a concerted effort here to be able to pull this off. You know, we're still looking at some additional parking in that area to potentially have a transit center, or at least some parking, so that if the start bus came to that area, or if there's people who are commuting, ride sharing, those types of things. We're trying to be forward looking along that line as well.
Yeah.
Then the typical cross section would be, there'll be 2 12 foot traveled away and a 2 to 4 foot shoulder. So the road will be 32 feet wide. And then the existing Strawberry Road would be removed. So it is going to, I could say, shift to the north, certainly, but reconstruct or constructed, and then the other road removed. There's just a limited sight distance on that.
Yeah, it's a rough corner.
Yes, it is, and I believe this will be safer.
Absolutely. Commissioner, any other items of business that you wanted to bring up today while we have you in studio?
Well, there are a number of things going on, and how much time do you have?
Oh, we got time. Yeah, we got a few more minutes, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. After you have an opportunity to visit with the public like that, with mass media, some will say, well, that was all nice, but we wanted to know about this, or you put too much emphasis on this and not enough on that. You know, be in touch with us. If we're not addressing what you need some information about, you're always welcome to go to the minutes from the commission meetings. We're going through the budget process right now. We are transparent. If you have information that is needed, then be in touch with us and then let us provide that information. One of the things that we have seen recently is that some taxpayers wanted to visit with the county treasurer, the county assessor, county commissioners, the Senator Dockstetter, and we met with folks in Alpine, and I saw people from most of Star Valley, at least some from various parts of Star Valley that were interested in that. Debbie Larson, our county assessor, is a veteran assessor, has certain guidelines that she has to follow from state statute and also the Department of Revenue as to where property tax assessments have to be. It's a mass appraisal system. She obviously would be the best one to be on the radio to explain that side of it. I would just say that that meeting, I believe, was productive. Is everybody going to see a reduction in their property taxes in the short term? No, but there are things that are beyond control of decision makers, of leaders in the county, and one of which is people moving into the county and buying property at inflated as a matter of perspective, but at higher prices, which then drives the market up, which then drives property taxes up. But to his credit, Senator Dockstetter has, we saw the other night, a binder for property tax. He calls it his property tax Bible. And it's a big binder and has a lot of documents in it. And there are things that he has been working on and is still working on to be able to give some property tax relief. Now, the state has a fund for people for property tax refunds. If they meet certain income criteria, certain asset criteria, but many would apply, be applicable to them. And they've actually increased the threshold this past legislative session so that more people could apply for that. I would just say, if you want information about that or to apply, we need to have that back for the state by June 5th, I believe. So if you have questions,
get a...
Right, coming up quickly, and if you have questions, check with your local Senior Citizens Center. They have the applications. They've been distributed there, or be in touch with the Treasurer's Office in Kemmer.
Perfect. Yeah, certainly some help available for those that qualify. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. And then after that, state fund has been gone through that cycle. Then the county has a fund that the county commissioners funded. And it's available and will be closer to the fall, September, I believe, for the deadline for application for that. So for folks who are on a fixed income or they just need some assistance there, I would just encourage them. And if it's neighbors or a friend that says somebody needs some help here, reach out. There are some programs available, even though property taxes have escalated substantially in the county over the last two or three years.
Perfect.